Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Good morning to Pastor Shelley on this your day.
Amen.
And good morning to each of you. It's a little warm, but it's a good day. So for this morning, I am going to hasten on, and our text will be coming from 1 Thessalonians 1:3. And it reads, "Remembering with thy ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father." Let us go to God in prayer. My Heavenly Father, we come to you once again in the precious, adorable name of Jesus the Christ. Oh God, we just say thank you, and we honor you for another day. Father God, we thank you for our pastor, and Father God, we pray that the words that I speak this morning will let him know the Mount Olivet Baptist Church love and appreciate him. And oh God, we pray that each of us will be edified by these words, and that your name will be glorified. In the name of Jesus, our Savior. This morning, for a topic, I will be using, "You are the man, man."
Jesus.
Most of us, if not all of us, have seen the commercial on State Farm Insurance Company. The folks tell Jake, the representative from State Farm, "You are the man, man." He tries to explain to the patrons he has done nothing special for them since the company give all their clients great rates. Nevertheless, they keep giving gifts and accolades to Jake. This morning, Pastor Shelley, the Mount Olivet Baptist Church members want to let you know, you are the man, man. We say this because we love you, appreciate you, and respect you. You are a man of humble and modest spirit. You are not proud or arrogant. Jeremiah 3:15 says, "And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding." You are a man after God's own heart. That's why today we can say you are the man. Pastor Shelley, we just don't have the time or words to tell you how we feel about you. Of all people, I am the least of all to try to do this. However, I will do my best to let you know how much we love and appreciate you. You are a blessing to our church. You are the man that God has chosen to pastor the Mount Olivet Baptist Church. In this text for today, Paul prayed for the saints in Thessalonica and gave joyful thanks as he recalled the godly characteristics they displayed and honored the Lord. He thanked God for their work, which was energized by faith, their service, which was motivated by love, and their unwavering hope in the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul constantly kept these Christians in his heart. He remembered them with deep affection, the three spiritual gifts that were manifest in their lives. Pastor Shelley, you have these same qualities. Why are you the man? Paul was sending his love and gratitude to the church members he had served for their faith. That work of faith were not dead works or unfruitful works. A work of faith can only be accomplished through the power of the Holy Spirit. You are the man because just as Paul had seen the faith of the church he served, we have seen your works produced by faith. Pastor Shelley, God has prepared you for good works. Your good works are carried out because you submit to the leading and directions of him. If there were ever a time you needed energized faith, it was during the last year and few months. All of us has watched as COVID-19 has inflicted disorder physically, financially, and emotional on many people. Most of us had to endure some hard-hitting days. But you, man of God, endured a deeper burden as our pastor. The members of this church was leaning on you and your leadership during this season. When we needed help or assistance, we dial 804-386-7879. We all were calling on you for one thing or another. We needed prayer, help with eulogizing a loved one, seeking your help to officiate a homecoming service, performing a wedding, a call for encouragement, prayer, or a word of love from you. Furthermore, you allowed us to lean on you without complaining. Thank God you were there for us on more than one occasion. You could have so easily said, since we have a pandemic, let's postpone church service until further notice and put your telephone on do not disturb. With the help of your leaders, worship service went forward each Sunday. Prayer service and Bible study never stopped, and we were blessed through social media. Your teaching and preaching was just as powerful as it was when we were in the church. You did not cheat on God's word, and we were not hungry for the good news, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Right. Honoring God often means putting him and others before yourself. Your leadership is evidence of this. Your faith lit the pathway in times of darkness and helped to give us strength in times of weakness. Your faith in action was a powerful, positive influence on us. Thank you, Pastor, for being such a great example, living a life of faith. We know you have been to seminary, but we are sure no classes were offered on how to pastor during a pandemic. Just like us, you had never been in this place before. Somehow God gave you the faith to persevere. When our faith rests on him, the work we produce is him working through us. Your faith helped us to keep confidence and trust in God. You were and are the man of God we need in times like this. So today we celebrate you. Why are you the man? Paul also remembered the Thessalonians' labor of love. The love of these believers were not an unrealistic and emotional love based on human feeling. Because you know our feelings change second by second. 1 minute we love you, the next minute we can't stand you. Love for the Lord is a sincere praise and thanksgiving for all that God has done for us through Christ. It is the denial of self with a deep desire to do only that which honors the Lord. Working in love is driven by the knowledge that all we are and all we have is from the Lord. You are the man because we have seen your labor driven by love. John 3:16 said, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deeds and in truth." You not only tell us you love us, but you show us you love us by your action. You have confirmed your love for your flock in countless ways. You have rejoiced with us on many occasions. You have sat with us through surgeries, prayed with us through tragedy, walked with us through troubled water, married our children, and buried our loved ones. I can remember back in 2016, when we lost our great nephew in a car accident. Pastor, you were at that house conference and family before my sisters and I could even get there. I remember again in 2017 when I lost my husband. You were standing with the family around his deathbed as we reminisce about his life journey. And I'm sure each of you have your own personal story how the pastor have been there for us. Pastor Shelley, you set the tone and the atmosphere for your congregation to love one another, since you lead by example. Can I just keep it 100% this morning? You don't mind if I tell the truth for just a minute, do you? At times, folks can be hard to love. I'm included in that, folks. And Carolyn and Isidore and Reggie is included in that, folks. Sometimes we forget pastors are human and not perfect. We each have our own individual expectation of them. When we have the tendency to get a little agitated if they are not doing what we think they should be doing. This morning, my sisters and brothers, let's remember they are simply people called and anointed by God. Their mission is to feed the flock, to care for them and develop them. They are God's under shepherd, and God is the shepherd. Pastor Shelley has exhibited an under shepherd's presence before us. He has led this flock for 12 long years. He has demonstrated that he will not leave us nor forsake us. Pastor Shelley is a gracious under shepherd. He has positioned us for God's blessing by providing effective leadership, preaching, sound doctrine, and embracing praise and worship. He is more than a capable theologian who is well informed about God and displays the characteristics of a shepherd. The truth of the matter, as under shepherd, Pastor Shelley, as well as other pastors, deal with a diverse group of people in the church. Oh, they have different age groups, races, millions and millions and millions of personalities. Background, cultures, and experience are different. And oh, Lord, do we have different mindsets in the church? This is not an easy task. Think about it. Sometimes when we are dealing with two or more family members, it can be very challenging for us. Even Jesus Christ, our Savior, could not please everybody. So don't expect your pastor to do so. Like you and me, at times he gets tired and discouraged. Like us, he is on a spiritual journey of becoming more and more like Christ. He's ahead of us in some areas and behind us in others. At times, we stumble and fall along the right. At times, he stumbles and falls along the way. May I just suggest instill a placing them on some unrealistic, infallible spiritual pedestal, let's recognize they are human. Always pray for, support, and encourage them along the way. And when they do fall short in some way, let's focus on helping them to move to a place of healing and restoration. Oh, let's not fall into the enemy's trap of destructive criticism. Our pastor show his love by the way he personally greet us before and after service. He is approachable. He does not hide out in his study. He gets out among the crowd and talk to his members. He show us that you are personally interested in us and we matter to you. You give everyone a word of encouragement and offer warm personal touch to show you really care. Good, great preaching without love is just noise in God's view, and ours too. 1 Corinthians 13:13 said, three things will last forever: faith, love, and hope. But the greatest of these is love. Thank you for loving us in word and action. We all need to feel that we are loved and cared for every now and then. Pastor Shelley showed his love by feeding us with the Word of God. Now, let me be real frank this morning. He is not Dr. Feelgood that fill you up with a sugar-coated gospel. However, if we listen and receive the word from his sermon, it will make you feel real, real good. We will not be sitting around chit-chatting and complaining about everything. Oh, his sermons make us testify about the goodness of God. They make us wise unto salvation. The preached word regenerates us. His sermons give us spiritual milk. They are bread of life. They make us complete. Now, if you want to feel real, real, real good inside and all over receive the word of our pastor on Sunday morning, it will change your life. It'll make you walk right. It'll make you talk right. It'll make you act right. And if you don't watch out, it'll even make you love all your enemies. Just receive the pastor, because he give us the gospel. Why are you the main? The last virtue Paul was commending the Christian community on was the steadfastness of their hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, when we hope in the Lord and stand firm on the promises of God, we have an inner assurance in his word of truth. Our strong hope in the Lord is the belief that the Bible is true. You are the man, Pastor, because you have that endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, hope is a sacred commodity. We have felt the pain of unemployment, underemployment, health issues, physical and mental, addiction, violence, and personal struggles that sometimes made it difficult to hope for a better day. Oh, we have even felt the sting and grief of death of our loved ones and friends. Our hope and peace of mind has been crushed. If we would be perfectly honest this morning with ourselves, we asking, why so much pain? I don't care how long we've been saved. A heart full of the Holy Spirit, we thank God. Life circumstances can cause us to lose hope. Some sorrows can make us drop to our knees and cause tears to roll down our face. Dealing with tough times can make you feel hopeless. Dealing with life issues, oh, sometimes can cause us to be disheartened. Sometimes when you wonder how you're going to keep food on your table, your electric bill paid, and your rent can cause us to feel hopeless. Losing a loved one, oh, it can cause you to feel hopeless. We needed something in our lives to keep us hopeful. It came through our pastor. He kept us connected on Sundays and Wednesdays. His word of encouragement kept hope living in us. And when we put our hope in Christ, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead now live in us. Our hope has been tested. But we know nothing can separate us from the love of God. Yeah. Furthermore, the pastor told us, when God interrupts our lives, good things come from chance. I believe this morning that each of us, we can testify that we have a better understanding of what Hebrews 10:25 means. Not giving up, meeting together as some are in the habits of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. My sisters and brothers, oftentimes, we don't miss our water until the well run dry. While the church was open, at times we forgot the benefit of going to church. After our church has been closed for over a year, I believe when that doors open up again, we are said like David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And if you don't mind, and if I could piggyback on what Sister Houchin said, a few months ago. When we get back in church, won't it be grand? Oh, won't it be grand when we walk through those doors again? We'll be glad to get back in church. Why? Because church gives us a chance to reflect on gratitude. Church connects us socially. Church helps us to find lessons in our trial. Church teach us forgiveness. Listening to them hymns and gospel music is uplifting. Reflect back on last Sunday. We miss songs like "Everything God Done For Me Was Good." "Showers of Blessing." "What Is This?" Oh, we miss them songs. These old gospel songs open our heart. Tears begin to roll down our face. By the words of these songs, they put clapping in our hands and shouting in our feet. Many times we carry them in our heart and meditated on them all week long. Our church life has been interrupted. But I believe when we get back in church, we'll be grateful to have an opportunity to worship with the saints of God. My Christian friend, when the pastor have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are following him as long as he follow God, it is possible to get through anything. Yes. Anything. We can get through anything. Oh, we've been through some tough times and some troubled waters in the last few months. COVID hit our family member, our church member, and friends. Many times our heart was hurt heavy and longed to go to church. New plans had to be implemented to have worship service. We were not able to shake hands or reach out and touch one another. We missed the fellowship with our brothers and sisters. Folks, it has been a real struggle the last few months. Thank God for Pastor Alex Shelley for keeping us encouraged and anchored in the Lord. Pastor Shelley, we want to let you know, because of your preaching and teaching, leadership, our hope is in the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our hope is built on Jesus who came and gave his life for us. Pastor Shelley, you gave us hope in the good time, and you gave us hope in the bad time. We can say this morning without hesitation, it is God's will that we rejoice in the hope of his glory. God's word is the book of hope. My sisters and brothers, since we got hope in Jesus Christ, our Savior, some glad morning. Oh, when this life is over, we gonna fly away. Just a few more weary days, a few more burdens we got to bear, a few more tears we got to shed, a few more troubles, and then we gonna fly away. Oh, we gonna fly away to a land where joy shall never, never end. See, no more tears over there. No more heartaches. No more crying and weeping. No more getting sick. No more COVID-19. We gonna fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. So, Pastor Shelley, we want you to know you are the man. You are the man that gave us hope when we lost hope. You are the man that has been giving us hope for 12 long years. You have led this church through COVID-19. You are the man who preached the truth in season and out of season. You are our godly example. You are our spiritual leader. You have been there for us on more than one occasion. We love you. We thank God for you. And today, we celebrate you. Today, we honor you. Today, we appreciate you. Today, Mount Olive Baptist Church say you are the main man. And we celebrate you. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Because you are the main man. Sometimes you don't know that you are the man, and that's a good thing. My mom taught us, let somebody else say something good about you. So today, we said that you are our man. He has been there for us, and we are grateful.